You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, 8:55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, 9:30 every Sunday morning, 50 years running, 50 years of radiophon, and today we are going live, so we want you to dig deep, get the money out of your pockets, keep the concrete gang on the radio, and joining me today, as per usual, Three Trees.
Good morning!
And alongside him, the one and only Golden Sparrow.
Morning, everybody.
And I am Campo.
So, are you?
Yeah, we're kicking it off. And like we said, we've already got a few donations starting to roll in. And so a big shout out to those who have donated. The brother Warren wants to kick us off straight away. Ralph Edwards, shout out to Ralph. He's been a bit crook.
All the best, Ralph.
All the best. $100 from Ralph. So good on you, brother.
Thank you, my friend.
What do you boys got?
Karina. $80, keep punching. Trevor Youngy from North Gippsland, $100. Appreciation of listening to the Concrete Gang. They do a really good job. 3CR does too. Phil Jones, Jonesy down at Jonesy. Capital, Sunbury, $150. If you don't fight, you lose.
On that, Jonesy.
Adam, what have we got? Kane Duffy, $100. We've got a big one from Reed's Cranes, Matt Reed's Cranes, $1,000.
Good on you, Reedy.
On you, Reedy. His billboards come down on the peninsula link, so he's got a bit of spare splash to throw around.
Seen that small build spoke billboard.
Yeah.
Friend of his yard. It's in the yard. That's actually a good story.
It's a billboard by protest, that one. But his tenure's up for the billboard, so we're getting $1,000.
It was pretty fun. I was talking to him the other week about something on site. He was like, I said, so is that your yard? Is it just the one off the east? He goes, nah, it's his mule business partner. He
says, ripped him off.
They ripped me off. He says, so they put there's a billboard in the middle of his yard that he doesn't have. He says, so I advertise my business on it purely out of spite. I was like, that's pretty good. One way to do business.
Scarlett's donated $100.
Good
to all of you. Long live the gorilla.
Long live him, eh?
And God bless Scarlett. She's in here helping out as well. So thank you, Scarlett.
It's a very unforgiving job, this stuff, isn't it? And the small people, like, you know, in there doing their small jobs, like Scarlett and that there, which is pretty.
We've got the rooster, the big overgrown Greek. $100. Well done, rooster.
Good on you, legend.
Zeus himself.
We've got the shoppies from the NALP job. They've dropped in, and the two organisers, they've dropped in $3,000. So
we're
off to a fix, boys. Getting in there.
Yeah. Well, we've also got
Houston Daily, legends.
There's also these the other part of the North East Link, the Langs part, the EBT, the delegates there, all the boys have chipped in $700 between them.
Good on
That's
you, boys.
Good, good on you.
And they're organising it also for these four boys. So there you go.
Dean Doran.
Right. Go on, how much did Dino put?
$100
Oh, he could do better than that, can't he?
He could do way better than that.
Yeah.
He would have drank that last night.
He would have drunk that this morning.
Good old Dino.
Dino. So now they're coming through, keep them coming through. Not many bosses have been calling up. So
yeah,
it'd
be quite on. We've got
deep pockets, short arms.
We've got a few here. The one and only, the Chief. Bruce.
The chief.
$100 from Bruce.
Still doing his SEAL training.
Yeah, still doing his SEAL training. We got the Dalai Lama. $100 from the Dalai Lama.
Oh, always a cert.
We got Dario Maloney. $100 Lovely work, Dario. Davey Hawkins. He's donated $100 But you reckon he can do better than that?
Come on, Davey.
Davey's done great. Thanks for your donation. Thanks, Jerry Fagan. $100 Rob Lucas. $100 Brad McNiven, $100
My burn.
Willie Niamatu.
Oh, is that how you say it?
Can I just say you've flawlessly,
Black Panther. The Black Panther.
Flawlessly done that.
Or the Panther.
I hope it's there. So the Panther, he's dropped in $100
Willie.
I need Willie to get them the Pacifica family donating as well. So
get around it, boys.
Big Muzza, Mario Rasputic, $100 Good
Drew,
on you, boys.
Drew McDonald, $100
On your Drewy.
Oh, Grumpy Nuts himself.
That would have been an easy donation for Drewy.
Yeah.
There's millions in the bank.
What else? What other ones we got?
Yeah, so we got a $100 donation from Gary Monaghan, the delegate out of the new hospital out in Casey.
And we're going to play a song.
Steve from Top Up, $2,500
Oh, good on you, Steve.
On you,
well
mate.
Done, mate.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, we got that. Yeah, there is a little singer of the band. So you'll be hearing a little bit of his song next. We should have overcharged them to play that song.
I know.
And we've got a heap of every organiser threw in, so we need to go through them. So we've got we'll start naming the organisers, boys. They all threw in $100 got donated out of their pay. We've got Matty Baldwin, $100
Borland.
Nick Vanvers, $100
Dave Tawali,
$100
Dave Tawali. Morris Capagnaro.
$100
I think I said that wrong. Sorry, Morris. You got Corey Locks.
$100
Michael Inciata.
Simo.
Spike.
The Doc.
Martin Murphy.
Sweet Gums Murphy.
AKA Martin.
Marketplace Murphy. He should be throwing in $3,000 All the money, everything he's selling on bloody Marketplace.
I tell you what.
The price is right.
I went on Marketplace. If we could just get a percentage of what Sweet Gums are selling on Marketplace,
Free CR,
we'd hit that 300,000 target like a pin drop.
I know.
Like, I went through it. It came up, and there's still like a number of items. So if you're looking for any fishing gear, call Marketplace Murphy for any of your fishing needs. I think he's got wetsuits. I think he's got barbecues.
He's got scuba gear.
Very good.
Gumboots.
Little business he's got going there, selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace. He's got some good reviews, apart from I saw he got one bad review from a bloke by the name of John Wilshire. I gave him a bad
bit
review.
Bit of disgruntled client.
You're joking me. On John Wilshire, he donated as well, him and Emma.
Win.
Matty Montebello, Yanni Apostolides.
Chris,
big Chris, kickboxer Chris.
The Doc.
Matty Powell.
Spence.
Tomei. Darcy.
Mizzy. Darcy. Patty Farley.
Megahead.
Jesse Tate. Mal Farley.
John McCann.
Johnny McCann.
Sean Daly.
In no number.
Yeah.
Liam O'Hearn.
Liam, yep.
No order.
No order, exactly, you know. But yeah. Now, but thanks. All these small donations go a long way, you know what I mean, to keep them 3CR. Because like, it is. It's community radio, isn't it?
We need everyone ringing up. What's the number, Camper?
Oh, we better go through the number. The number is, they've took the number down.
9419-0155 And 9419-8377
Well done, mate. You flaw. Maybe you should do that from there.
We got...
Well, Camper's dropped the ball, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
A bit like, isn't
it? We got OCC... OCC just rang up and they've just donated $500. So
what?
The, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Publicly listed company, $500.
Unbelievable.
Nah, good on you, fellas. Thanks for that. Thank you.
Everything counts. Everything does count.
Well done.
Yeah.
Got Toby from Argus. $1,000.
On your Toby.
On your Tobes.
On your Tobes.
Never lets this side go.
How's that mule gone?
That's it. Yeah. Well, we've got a few rushing in now.
Get on all camp.
So that number again is 94190155. Get in with your donations. Get in. Help get the Concrete Gang on the radio.
We got a couple of donations here. One from Luke and Charles from Footscray, $100.
Wow.
Their message is Campo, long time listeners, first time callers. They are listening now.
Long time, ooh, first time.
So you must have revved them up.
Very good people.
Robbie Brown from Icon, Casey Hospital, $100. Keep up the good work. That's all Rob.
Oh, good on you, mate.
He's a gate man on one of my last jobs in Hampton, the Welsh Dragon. We got Dylan Doyle. Oh, Dills.
Big deal.
Big deals.
He's moving today.
Oh, shout out to him. $100. Shout out to BAP and the Civil Boys in the West. Well, there you go.
Good work.
Keep your clothes on. And
did you know that each donation over $2 you make to 3CR's Radiothon is tax deductible? That means that when you're doing your tax return business, you can claim your 3CR donation as a legitimate tax deduction. To make a pledge to this year's Radiothon, call the station on 9419 8377 or donate online at 3cr.org.au/donate.
3CR celebrating 50 years.
Back on the air, So we've got Johnny Wilshire donated $100, like we said before, up the bagger. So that's he's double dipped. That's $200 he's donated now.
Good on you, Johnny.
I had the pleasure of going to the football last weekend with Johnny Wilshire and Jesse Wilshire. I tell you what, old Jesse was, mate, he's a Carlton man through and through. And I go for the Bombers. God, the whole game he was giving it to me. Absolutely giving it to me.
And rightly so. We deserved it.
We do. But a great day. Great day down there at Port. Watch Port smash Williamstown. It was great.
I've been going around all these home bargains. I'm going to buy my own wooden spoon. I'm giving up.
Oh, the Bombers.
Season's done. Bombers done.
I tell you, Rhett's mate's been going pretty good. Old Catman down there at Geelong.
Is that not Corey? He's had me convinced that was Corey. Isn't he a Carlton man?
He's a Catman down there, right? Me and the Sparrow had the pleasure of going to the Carlton Stadium with Corey, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, actually. Not a bad stadium. Good. Not much to
it. Union built. Yeah. So give it that. I'll tell you what, it's a good setup, though.
It is a great setup.
Yeah. How was the stadium structure down there?
What's that? No, that one stayed up.
Oh, no, this is Carlton. This is Optus. Is it Optus Over, what do they call it? Or
Icon Park.
Icon Park or whatever it is.
Sorry. I thought you thought about down in Geelong.
No, the Geelong one where the old cheap steel.
Is Corey allowed up here, is he?
Yeah.
That's all once he crosses the river, he has to get a permit.
He probably does.
He probably does.
You know, we still got a lot going on in the industry, I know. And, you know, we had a delegates meeting. It was pretty eventful, boys. So, one of you want to give a report back on the old delegates meeting?
When?
We had a delegates meeting this week, I think.
The old delegates meeting. I thought you meant the retired members coming up.
That's coming up.
Yeah, it is too.
Retirement's coming up. Oh, the delegates meeting. I don't know. Is there a lot to say about it? I think.
That's all anyway.
Well, the administration felt the feel for the room, you'd say.
So, Michael Cosby, who's the head of administration, addressed the delegates, and you know he outlined what his view of the union was, and then I think a few of the delegates outlined what their view of the administration was. You know, it was a bit heated, but you know, all credit, like you know, everyone it was. You know, pretty civil, really, wasn't it? And you know, people, we are upset, and a lot of people are upset. We're in administration, and
no one wants it.
And Michael Cosby said the same thing, but it is what it is, and we're trying to work our way through it. But you know,
We elevated
two organisers to lead organisers in Spike and Simo, so they're up the front there. You know, so we're going to just keep working through it. You know. It is what it is.
It's not an easy gig, I guess, you know what I mean? Still to stand up there and try and be the voice of the members and that there in the middle of this stuff, you know what I mean? It's not easy. No one's saying it is, but yeah. Good on the boys for standing up.
It is what it is. Anyway,
what's that you got, Campbell?
Well, I got. But he texted to me. I already read it out.
Oh, okay.
The boys from Argus, $1,000. So. Right.
Beautiful. I've got Robert Lewis from Moorabbin, $100. Thanks, Campo.
Oh, good on you, mate.
Jason Merrick from Geelong, $100. Thanks, mate. Tinny, good steward down there. Hutchies, $100. CFMU here to stay. We've got old Briggsy. Go the Demons.
That's a
bit low, isn't it?
Tony Harrett from SK Constructions down there in Hoyt.
Tony, the Peggy.
He gave a shout out to Tim the General, the steward. He's doing a good job down there. $100.
I reckon
Tim paid that $100 for that. keep up the good work. Hopefully we get another 50 years from Paddo from Geelong. $50. Thanks, mate.
On your Paddo.
Good work, Paddo.
And we've got Plugger, $66.
Good old you, Pluggy.
Very specific number.
So I got a few more here. We've got a $500 donation from Diming Sawing and Scanning. Keep on punching, boys. So thanks very much for that.
Thanks to the boys of Diamond.
Yep, Barry Fagan, $50. Keep her going for another 50 years, boys. Thanks, Baz. We got $100 from Andreas out of Huntingdale.
Keep up the good work.
Dare to struggle, dare to win. Thanks, brother. We've also got Brent Dixon out in Rye. $100. Oh, Dicko, eh? The diamond man.
Yeah.
He played a few games for Cardin, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Left back in the changing room.
His counterpart hasn't called up yet, has he?
Oh, yeah, the G-train. He'll be getting put on notice after that. The old Papa Smurf.
Haven't heard from the poor Peggy from Brighton either, Dale.
We've got one at the moment. He tried to get through. He's actually got he's on his own show. Rusty from the Plumbers.
Oh, Rusty.
He rang in and donated $100. So the Plumber Show, I think it's called Fire Up. So
Fire it up.
Get in there, listen to that. So the boys... But he couldn't get through, so he texts me. He goes, I tried the ring, but he couldn't get through.
Did
so.
He really?
It was like, remember when we had Warren doing the phones? He answered two phone calls and just clogged up the lines. I bet you it's probably Jade. She'd be out there talking.
Slanting
out. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No doubt.
I got another donation from $50 from Jack Evans. Keep doing what you're doing, lads. Thank you, Jack. Oh.
Got Luke Verasso from Reservoir. Sing the Hawks theme song, Campo.
What is it? Yeah. We Wear Yellow and Brown.
Oh, he's throwing in $100 on you, Luke. Good man.
What is the Hawks theme song?
Who would know? The Poos and Wees.
Is it We a Mighty Team at Hawthorn? Or
the Poos and Wees.
We're a happy team. Happy,
happy team at Hawthorn.
Nothing happy,
though.
We got
worst colours in the land.
The man, the myth, the legend, Matty Lewis.
Oh.
$100.
$100. That would have killed him getting that $100 out.
Everybody tell us a story, Matty Lewis.
Oh, that is rich.
Long version of a short story.
We got a donation for $1,000 to stop telling stories. So, well, there you go. Alana Grievous.
$100.
That's our
merch girl.
Our merch in dice.
And if you
machine.
Do, yeah. It is selling quite quickly, so we might have to give it a plug. The Concrete Gang merch, get in. It's limited edition, gold, 50 years, limited edition. Get in quick, because it's going quick. Yeah. We've got T-shirts, we've got hoodies.
We've got jackets coming too, a special limited edition.
I suppose we better cut to a track.
No.
You're tuning to 3CR, the Builders Labourers Program, the Concrete Gang. 3CR has just celebrated its birthday recently. It's a year old and it's got 2,000 listener sponsors, but it's in need of many, many more. Because this isn't the master's voice, it's the people's voice, and the money has to come from the people. Also, I think it's July the 4th as we're recording this program now, and it's also the birthday of the United States of America. We'd like to send our good wishes to the working class people of America and hope that they continue in their struggle to run their own affairs.
What I'd like to say to these people anyway is to get them up to 3CR and to get them to become listener sponsors and to join in on this radio program, especially the likes of Mal Fraser, you know. This station, it gives people a chance who never had the chance to go on air. It gives them the chance to do that. Malcolm Fraser's had plenty of time on air, but there's other jobs around the studio that he can get a chance to do that he's never had a chance to do before, like the toilets need cleaning, the floor needs sweeping. There's quite a few jobs he can do.
I feel privileged to introduce the Concrete Gang 50th Anniversary Archive. www.3cr.org.au/Concrete Gang 50 Years. All one word. Dare to struggle, dare to win.
On you, Ralph.
On you, Ralphie.
Well done, mate. On you, Warren. And that was Bobby Mancorp. And, you know, we're going to keep playing clips like that of the history of the Concrete Gang. And, you know, just hearing what Bobby was saying, the passion and, you know, how needed and what the good work the good people of 3CR do. I've got to say, Warren. When you think he's out of the picture, he just pulls himself straight back in. He's the best.
He's never out.
The great inserter.
He's never out.
So
I don't know how
we better do it. The number to call in is 94190155. That number again, 94190155. So get in and call in with your pledges. And the other line is too. There's two lines, I should say. 94198377. That number again is 94198377. Get in. Keep the Concrete Gang on the air for another 50 years.
I'd actually love to see you on one of these TV, you know, those TV channels that sell stuff. You'd be proud of that.
Infomercial.
And just buy this. And if you call this number right now, you can buy this hemorrhoid pillow really cheap.
And it will throw in the cream for free. Limited edition cream.
Tried and tested by Campbell himself.
We better mention the do coming up as well.
Oh,
where's
we
the
do,
Camper?
31st of August on the RDO, the 50-year celebration for the Concrete Gang. The posters are out on the jobs. All the shop stewards have been given the raffle tickets, so get in. Buy your raffle tickets. All money raised goes to keep 3CR on the air for another 50 years. We've got a $5,000 PFG voucher. So they've donated a voucher for the main prize. Then we have a $3,000 toolkit,
which we're yet to get donated, but we'll find someone for that.
We'll find someone.
On that, the bosses have been very quiet ringing up today, haven't they?
We've
only had a couple come through, you know.
They're making it like we ring them and bag them every week on the show, do we?
That's it. Well, tell you what, we'll be bagging them next week.
Yeah, there's a few out there.
A few scallywags.
A few out there.
The dude's down at the Leveson. You never get a bad meal there.
Never get a bad meal at the Leveson.
Beer's icy cold.
We'll have music. The boys from Pacific are going to do a few meat tray raffles. Yep. And we've also, on the day, it's $20 to get in, and we've got a $1,000 door prize as well. So you can...
Definitely.
Everybody's a winner at Concrete Gang Dues. Everybody. 100%. And like we said, it's a long time. It's what we do as a union. We've got to get back to the fundamentals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Having a bit of a laugh, bit of a joke,
and, you know, getting around each other, you know. We're going through a bit of it, and everyone in the media is having a crack at us, but, you know, everyone who counts knows what we're all about and, you know, knows our number one thing we're always going to be is we're a rank and file driven union. We're going to keep doing it, and that's how we're going to get out of administration by doing stuff in the community. And this is something we've always been passionate about.
Some of the older boys as well in the industry, some of the retired members that I've been talking to, and I know the retired members catch up twice a year, but I was talking to a few of them last week, and they're saying, "Oh, it's great, but the Concrete Gang do says we're going to organise a massive catch up, and that's where we're going to do it." So a lot of people who haven't seen each other in a long time are planning their dates and are catching up on that day. So that there'll be a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of experience from the older generation there. So,
and we're going to do a mail out to all the retired members that come to the do as well. So hopefully all the gang rise up.
Mickey Kenny is he was borderline ready to cancel his European holiday because he wanted to go. So
he's
a committed man right there.
We might have messed up because I think the retired members do's on the Wednesday and we're going on the following Monday. So the boys will be in the double header. But I'll tell you what, looking at some of them soldiers that the retired members do.
If anyone can do it,
please. they'll be still at the retired members do. They'll walk straight from the function straight down the road.
It'd be rude of us not to do something on a Friday then, you know what I mean?
I tell you what, it's And any retired members, if you haven't got in, get in straight away and make sure you put your name down to come to the retired members do. It's a great day. The boys love it.
We'll be down there.
We'll be down there.
Yeah, we'll be all about
Marketplace Murphy might be selling some stuff on the side. He'll have his own little store.
He's got a little store.
I think we're going to set Marketplace Murphy up on the Concrete Gang too. He's going to have his little store. So if you want to get in and buy some goods, you know.
We got some more donations. The man himself, Dave Karen, and his Barbara Webb, $50.
Good on you, Dave. Barb, thanks.
I've been a supporter, a listener from the beginning. So thank you very
good
much,
on
you. Brother and sister. Oh, the Ginger Ninja.
Himself.
From MCG Cranes out at Hyatt, $300.
Good on you, buddy. On you,
that is a crane driver there who knows how to put his hand in his pocket.
Good on you.
Thanks very much, Ginge. See you soon, mate.
We've got James Wilson, Toko. He's put in 150. So good on you, James.
Beautiful, beautiful. We got Lee Garcia down Geelong, $100.
Good on you, Lee.
He's a shoppie down at the Warrnambool Hospital. Get around it. Well, thank you, my friend.
Doing a great job down there. I've spoken to a couple of locals. He's doing all the stuff that all shoppies do. He's doing raffles and all that, and he's donated money to the RSL. He's donated money from his raffles and barbecues to the sporting clubs and that, and the community down there love him. So he's doing a great job.
We got $100 from Dylan Sherlock, Williams Landing. Keep up the good work, lads. Thank you very much, Dylan. We also have Nostalgia Unlimited, Philip Tuckty, Croydon, $50.
Well done.
Thank you very much, brother.
We've got Mick Kennedy himself, $100.
The man.
The man.
Love my 50-year jumper. He's got it on now.
Mickey K. Keep their builders honest. Tamara, that's your joint.
Tamara from the EBA department said, Joel, her son donated. Please read out his message.
Little soldier.
What's his message?
I don't know. I think that was it.
His message would be, he's another Hawthorn supporter. I reckon his message would be, go Hawks.
Ian Cook from Sunbury, $100. Keep up the great effort under difficult circumstances. Peter Smith from the Argus crew, $100. Thank you very much, Peter Smith. We got a...
What's that?
Adam, you reckon?
Adam, yeah.
Adam Paul. Ads Paul.
Oh,
is it?
Oh, Adsy, from Geelong. Another
Geelong. I think so. The Geelong boys are stepping up today.
$50. Keep up the good work. Thanks, mate.
I'm going to have to change my opinion of the Geelong people, too.
Nah. Corey wants us to ring him up. That'll get your opinion back to how it was. Yeah.
Stop the fight.
Yeah.
Stop the fight.
What have we got? Connor Burns from Port Melbourne, $50.
Oh, yeah, Connor Burns.
Shout out to cousin Jerry from the New Lodge.
Oh, yeah, Gerald.
Tim the Russian.
Oh.
From Doveton. Keep up the good work from all Hyatt. $200 on your
Tim. Two slabs, Tim.
Ten slabs, Tim.
And a bottle of Zambuca, is it?
$200, you don't probably get any more than that.
Well, it is Sunday, so he's probably got 400 bottles of
Zambuca. Rob Harrison, $50. There to struggle, there to win. Pass that one on Frankie.
Thomas Lav, Bilios. Yep. $50. Keep the laughs coming. Keep up the goof fight. It's Tommy Slav. He's down on St Kilda Road for here, sir.
Oh, yes. Good man. All right, Dave Sedka. Doing a great job, boys. Keep up the great work and keep up the fight.
Paito! How are you, Paito?
Davey. Who else have we got? Tommy Farrelly.
Tom.
From Werribee. Shout out to the Concrete Gang, $100. Franco Grady, $100. Thanks, mate. And Duggan from the training centre. Awesome, $100. Thank you very much.
Ian and Frank. Beautiful. Frank was a big part of the show for many years. Great supporters of the show, him and Ian.
We got Mark Dryden, $100. Great work, boys. Keep it up. Thanks, Mark. We got Dr. Love. David Love.
Oh, Lovey.
Anya Lovey. $100 from Lovey. Keep up the good work. Good job, Adam, Frank, and Rhett. I don't even know who them three people are.
We better cut to a track, and then we'll...
they're coming in thick and fast. Keep up the good work.
Jeez. Jedi J, don't
We're back.
The man, the myth, the legend.
So we played that because Gary, the shoppy, wanted us to read, play that song because one of our rank and file members, I think he's on Gary's job, isn't he?
He's on Gary's job. He's the gateman.
Down Casey
for Icon.
So and we also got Jace, a long-time shoppy for Hamilton Marina.
Hamilton Marina, doing a great job down there.
The boys are both in the band. It's an unreal band, so... Yeah. Happy days.
And the phones are starting to quieten down a bit, so the number to ring is 9419 8377, and the other number is 9419 0155.
And we've got one here, the one and only, the legend himself, Craig Johnson, wants Campo and Free Trees to sing the Bombers theme song.
Absolutely.
Ready, mate? 1, 2, 3.
See the bombers fly up, up to win the premiership flag.
Our boys who play this great game are always striving for glory and fame. See the bombers fly up. That's about it.
That's good. I don't know the song.
That's the first time it's been sung. That's the first time it's been sung this year.
And we've just got another donation too. Because we read out the Argus one, he's doubled the donation, so he's put in another $1,000. So that's $2,000 from Argus.
Oh, I've got a few already out here, actually. Tamara Lyons from Melbourne, $100. Fantastic job. Johnny Mantis from Preston. On here, Johnny. $100.
Man United Mantis.
Yep. Oh, Lifko, Disco Dave. This guy, Dave, from Backers Mask, the Martian. $200. Good on you, Lifko. Keep up the good work. Neil McConnell from Somerville. $100 on the Suburban Rail Loop SRL. Good on you, mate. Thank you very much. Matt Molly from Reservoir. $100. Keep up the good fight, brothers. Well done. Thank you very much. Who have we got here? Dave Anderson. $100 from Dave Anderson from the Cane Job Northern Hospital. Well done.
Thanks, good shopping, Dave.
Thank you, mate.
Kyle Green, Delegate, $200 AFMU here to stay. Thanks
on you,
very
mate.
Much.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll keep the Geelong bashing going on, mate. I know how much you love it.
Jordan Ball from Somerville, down near the old Summy pub.
Oh! Mate.
Good beer down there.
Call him, mate. We'll get one on the word, mate.
$100. We'll see you down there. Kieran Doherty, Port Melbourne, $150.
Oh, good on you, mate. That's one of CK's finest right
on
there.
On you, mate. On you, mate. Com Pavlidis from Skype, $100. Well done, mate.
Thanks for having me, Connie.
Well, I've got a couple more here myself. I've got Joel from Werribee, $20. Shout out to Joel.
On you, mate.
Cats rule, Hawks drool. Thank you very much.
Cats ruled for sure. Good
clearly,
on
he's
got that right.
Got some sort of mental issue.
Yeah.
Got Laura. Sorry, we got Laura from Laura.
Laura from Laura.
Yeah. Or sorry, Longy from Laura. Longy from Laura, $100. And then we have the man himself, Sean Donnelly.
Hey.
$100. Shout out to the boys. Doing a good job. Keep us updated and doing a good job. Thanks, Shawnee boy.
On you, mate.
Now, this one's going to be a little controversial. Uh-oh. Right? This one's from the man, the real man, the real myth, the real legend himself, Gorilla.
Uh-oh.
Oh!
$200.
On you, Gorilla. Oh.
He says, bring back the Gorilla.
Yeah, 100%.
And also a shout out from the Gorilla, Antonia and Thomas.
Oh,
so,
great. Yeah.
Big T.
Big T and Antonia, the grandchildren of the main man.
Now, this is a little bit controversial. We made a mistake. Tamara from the EBA department rang in. She donated, I think, $100. And we said her young son,
Tamara,
Joel.
Said, tell Campo that Joel is a Cats supporter, not a Hawks.
So we got to make an attraction there. So, sorry, Joel.
We're going to retract that last statement.
Sing the Geelong song.
Anyway. I don't know it. How's it going? Go on, mate. Go on. What's the Geelong song?
We'll see it. We are Geelong, the greatest team of all.
We are Geelong, we're the greatest team of all.
We are Geelong, we're always on the ball.
That's enough of that dribble.
Hey, well, that is so enthusiastic.
We play the game how it should be played. At home or far away.
Okay, cat me.
How about us, boy?
I'll tell you what, I've known this for a long time. That is the most enthusiastic he's ever been.
That's the most words he said in a row on the show.
I'll tell you what, mate. Calm down. You're getting fired up now.
We've got another donation. MC, Mark Linetti, $500.
$500 on you, Mark. Thanks very much.
All right, we've got another one here from Frederick. Big Bert.
Big Bird.
Everyone remembers Big Bird back in the day? $100.
On you, Bird.
One of my old shoppies back in the day.
I hope you're doing well, mate.
He mentored me a fair bit. Thanks, Bert. Carl McElderney, $100. Three trees to read out. Doing a good job. Thank you very much, Carl. Legend.
Well done.
Who else we got here? Stephen Battellini.
Hey,
That's Batters. Steve Batters out at the Clayton Hospital. Was out with him the other day. Good meeting with the boys. $100. May the show live long. Thank you very much, Batters.
We've got Buzzer for 100.
Oh, good old Buzzer. Never let Buzzer side down.
Wonder if he remembers where he's parked his car.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a bit of thing. The Sheik says, any chance of a tip? But there's no donation number on this here, so we don't know how much
it's
given.
Well, let's make our own one up.
Yeah, all right. So the Sheik has donated $50,000.
We need 300,000. I'm sure he's good for it.
And we have donations from Steve for $410 and Gaza for $66. Thank you very much, guys.
I tell you what, it was good. And I was about to read the Buzzer donation because he messaged me, but I tell you what, the rest of the people at Seabus have been pretty quiet. The old Grasshopper's pretty quiet. Big Muzzer's pretty quiet there.
Grasshoppers are always quiet when you're next to them looking something. We got a $100 or $50 donation from Jay Llewellyn from Footscray. Our message to Adam is Mills Wayne, I love you so much. So that must be the pups. Yes. The fur babies. Yes.
Jade, she's sending, and it's Millie's birthday. So
Millie. On you, Millie. We got Steve Beaton, $100 from the Biden down scaffolding. Especially for Buffalo Hill Straubs. So that must be the boys down there. $100. Thank you, brother.
Terry Riggs, $100. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Terry.
We got Chris Orfanides, $100 from Phoenix Traffic. Thank you, mate.
Well done, mate.
Good on you, buddy.
Scott Thrissell, probably messed that up, from Binkersfield, $100. Keep up the good work, lads.
We got Brusso from from Yarraville, $200.
Is that the truth?
Oh, fuck.
There's one early.
The one early.
Is there any other?
He doesn't stop, the old chief.
The damn old dog specialist.
We got $150 from Ethan Scozza and Glenn out at the airport. $100.
Hold on, thanks, Scozza.
Bobby Forward, $200. Thanks, Bobby.
Well, on your bobs.
The Pro Advanced Plastering's called in the cause. $500.
Good on the boys at Pro Advanced.
Hold on.
What happened? Adam Bryan Murnda, CFMU here to stay. $100. Not a big fan of the administration. and Chris McElhern, $100. Thanks very much, brother. What else he's got, boys?
Stephen McIver. Love the Concrete Gang. Great community show for the working class. $400.
Good on you.
Legend. Thank you very much.
We better read that number out again. So that number is 9419015. That number again is 9419055. And the alternative number is 9419837. Donate to the Concrete Gang. And get in. We need the money. Keep the phones running hot. You're going good. We've got a few donations here by the looks of it.
Tommy Kelly donating $100. Only if Free Trees wears an England football top to work for the World Cup.
How much did he donate?
$100.
He's not good for it. Yeah. I'll just donate $200. How's that sound?
Well done, Tommy.
We got Kian Barnett. Donated $100 and he says, who's dumber out of Wobble and Shake?
We'll leave that to the Port Melbourne community for that one.
Russell Houston has donated $150.
On your Houston,
very much, brother.
Thank you very much.
It's all happening there, boys.
It is. So we better cut to a track and then we'll come back. So
come back with a bang.
Bit of Ian Moss.
On your Moss.
Mile.
cracking song. So we've got a few more donations come through.
Herbie Travis, shout out to all the boys. And Corey from Geelong, $100 on you, Herbie.
Yeah, good that. 100 bones.
Ned Donnelly, $100. Keep up the good work.
Johnny Ward, $50. Thanks, bud.
Diana Henny and Henny, $50. Great job, boys. Always do great. Bring back the gorilla. Yes. David Weeks. G'day, Longy from Lara Weeks. Well done. Thank you very much. Brian Sue, $50. Thanks, mate. And Stratton.
Strutter. Oh, Strats. On your Strats.
Keep up the good work, boys. $100.
How good's that? We got a few here. Got Milan, one of our delegates down in Manresa. He donated $100 too.
Well done, mate.
Good on you, mate.
I got Jerry Murphy, Andrea Shoppy, $100.
Oh, Jerry.
Emmett Smith, $100 as well. One of the delegates at SRL. Mick Collins, $100. Another SRL delegate. Edie Fleming, $100. And the main man, the real chief, Big Chief, $100. And then followed, last but not least, Basil. $100. That's the Irish community tipping their hat in.
Tell you what, I'm a bit worried about talking about the Irish community. I'm a little bit worried he might be making himself a nomination for Scallywag. It's a bit quiet from Robbie Doyle.
Don't want to say it too loud. Don't want to say it too loud.
Well, there's number one chess beater. If there was an award for talking about doing it, he'd win it. If there was an award for doing it, he'd be. You know what I mean?
Mitch Jones, Jonesy, $100. Well done to everyone contributing. Stand up, fight back. Sean De Silva, $100. OCC Docklands, thanks, mate. Who have we got? Andrew Joel, is it? I can't read the writing. From Botanic Ridge, $100.
Well, Andrew done, Jack, Andrew, Andrew Jack.
Oh, it is Jack.
Andrew Jack.
Who wrote that? Well done, boys. Keep up the good work.
On your Jack. Well, thank you, my friend.
He wants back on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll get him in to do the next shoppies report.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got Peter Medina from Al Hughes down at Cremorne. Point Cook, $100. Thanks, Peter.
Good on you, Peter.
Thank you, Pete.
And condolences to Peter. I know he lost his dad through the week, so condolences to the whole Medina family, you know, Tash and Lisa and all the whole family, and, you know, condolences.
It's a sad time.
Yes.
$100 donation from Duncan McLeod. From Altona. Well done, keep fighting.
On ya, Duncan.
How good is that? Palm cloudy, whatever that means.
$100 donation from Dave McCafferty.
Macca
come through with the goods, $100.
Wasn't it weird when we walked onto his job and we seen Macca eating Maccas?
Oh.
That was like a full moon or an eclipse.
So yeah, who else have we got for $100, boys? Tell you what.
The phones are gone dead.
You want to be dead?
We got dead. We're out of money.
Darko Misick, $100.
Good on you, Darko, legend.
He'll pay for it at the jump on Tuesday.
Yeah. Is that?
Back on you, Darko.
Yeah. Big shout out to Jolene and Frankie from over in Belfast. They've donated $200 each as well.
Oh, legend.
Listening from across the water.
People don't believe the reach we've got.
Very
worldwide. We're international.
Global. Trending.
We're a very open community. If you looked at the stickers in the
fridge,
we'll
take anyone's money.
If you looked at the stickers in the fridge when we walked in, you see how far our reach goes.
Yeah.
Oh, another
Mick
one.
Mick Miles donated $100.
On you, Mick. Yeah, thanks, Mick. Mate. Appreciate it.
The old man from Ipswich.
Yeah. He used to go to the Pauline Hanson's fish and chip shop.
Yep.
Not to eat it either.
Nah, not to eat it.
A little bit of protesting. We got Matt Parker, $100. Thanks, Matty. Champion.
Oh, Chris Brett down in Yarraville. Keep up the good work, boys. Thanks, Chris Brett.
$100.
Appreciate that.
Was it 100?
Yeah, it was 100.
Could be 1,000. Just having a look at that.
These
zero.
Decimal points are getting a bit shaky.
We need to bump it up a bit. We need something just to blow it out of the water.
There's a few that haven't called in.
Yeah, oh, man.
We got it.
Where's Rory White? Yeah. What's he doing? They all talk no action.
Yeah.
Deep pockets, short arms. That's what I. That's
old
what I.
Oh, T-Rex.
Say.
Look at that. T1 just come through. $1,000. Quill.
Oh, well done. Quill, cool. Thanks, Quill. Mate. Will from Quill.
Yep, Will from Quill.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that.
Celtic, man.
Yeah.
God bless his heart. God, yeah, we're going to have to start doing a list now of...
the shit sheep.
The T-Rexes. Who's the T-Rexes? So we got Rory and Rolly.
Chris from CK.
Chris from CK.
We just got one. He didn't want to get put on the scallywag list. Oh, Robbie Doyle. $300.
Oh, yeah, Robbie Doyle.
Good on you, mate. You never let me down. I told you it wasn't going
to
work.
That's just enough to keep you off the shit list, mate. Yeah.
We're actually considering taxing you another two, bigger than even five.
So good on him.
Well done, mate. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great work down at the Celts. Everyone, him and Tommy Kelly and all doing great work down there at the St Kilda Celts. Another community football team.
Tell you what. Oh, Dougie used to ring up. I don't know. Gorilla, he might have stopped listening when Gorilla jumped.
That's it,
we
mate.
Might have lost a few, actually.
Yeah. It's one of those things, isn't it? We lose a few horses along the way.
Few soldiers along the way.
You get that. But we can still shame them. In the...
Yeah, 100%.
No way, mate. You still donate after when we get to the pubs.
$100.
Here we go.
Here you go, boys.
We've got some more coming through.
The shit sheet does wonders, doesn't it?
Caitlin, well done, Caitlin. $100. Good work from your favourite Vietnamese. Adam, can you read that out? Vietnamese. That's
Vietnamese.
That's Campo. Harry Duff, $100. Thanks,
mate. On you, Harry.
On you, Duff.
We got the Marty Jock, James Ryan.
Oh, good on you, Jock.
He sounds doing great job, boys. Thanks very much. Doesn't say how much he's donated, but here.
That's $1,000.
Thanks for $1,000, mate.
Well done, mate.
James Ryan, he sounds like one of them spy shows, you know what I mean? Missing Blacklist or
fabricated
something.
Fabricated name.
We're looking for Jock Ryan.
We just got another big one. Steve from Top Up, he's donated $2,500, but he's going to throw another $1,000 on top. So good on Steve.
There you go, Steve. Thank you, bar.
Thank you.
Smashing it. All your labour needs.
Yes. Well done. Get in. Thank you very much.
Like we said, we've got the day on the 31st of August, 50-year celebration for the Concrete Gang. It's going to be a great day. There's heaps of prizes. We're going to pull out the major prize, which is $5,000 gift voucher from PFG. We've got the $3,000 toolkit. We've also got a $500 CFMU merchandise gift card
gift voucher.
You can spend at the shop. And we've also got, on the day, the $1,000 door prize. We've got the Pacifica boys are going to be raffling off meat trays for all the money raised for Pacifica goes and does helps out with all the good work they do as well. So down there,
shout out to them boys,
we're
going to
have live music.
Feeding the homeless. And I was in Footscray the other day, and you see the lineup of people that are doing it hard at the moment, like the homeless people, and the lineup that they get at Pacifica. I think the community needs as much as we need to get around that sort of stuff. So
you're not getting any of these media reports about the Emmons out there doing the hard yards there, are they?
You're going to get some. We're going to have good finger food from the boy, from Foxy from the Leveson. You'll never get a better. I don't reckon you get a better beer in Melbourne, would you?
Foxy, I tell you what, Foxy does well. Foxy does well.
Well, we've been around, boys. We've drank at a few pubs, so we've got a body of work to compare to.
I think Foxy's forgot more people than I'll ever meet. You know what I mean? To be honest with you, there's not many people he doesn't know. But yeah, shout out to Foxy, one of the best landlords in the or publicans in the whole of Melbourne.
So what else?
Who else hasn't called up?
$100 from Mulcara, the pup.
Old
Mulcara.
Well, if they're throwing in, Million Wayner throwing in $100 as well.
Oh, you have to. What about Gus? Gus going to put his hands in his pockets.
He can throw in $100.
Nah, he's a dog.
He can throw in $100. He's going for heart surgery soon.
Yeah. We'll get McCrudds. McCrudds is a dog.
Oh,
he's also got two cats. Yours $1,000, mate.
Oh, Jerry McQuaid, $100.
On you, Jerry.
Oh, Gerald.
And he's got probably, he'll match his donation for his daughter, Pia, $100. Good on the long time listener.
Oh, Jerry McCrudden, $100. On you, Gerald. You're almost on the shit sheet there for a second. Anytime you want, mate.
Yep. Sorry. David, $500 on behalf of Pro Advanced Interiors. Thanks very much, mate. Appreciate that. Tamish Moore, $300. Well done. That's awesome. Thank you. Josh Reef from St. Leonard's, $100. Keep up what you're doing. You're doing great. Chris from CK Formwork, $2,500. We got him. Well done, Chris.
That shit. We're going to start crossing some of these names off.
Nah, we're going to keep them on for a little bit longer.
Let you sweat.
Tell you what, still haven't heard from Ricky Ortega.
Tell you what, he's too busy counting everyone's super.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
The Super Bandit.
The Super Bandit. So there is some changes we learned at the shop. Stewards meeting around Super too. I know Ricky and that haven't donated, but, you know, we're going first. We're going the payday Super, so that's your Super gets paid each week. So that's heaps better for the members because you think of the interest over the life of it, getting a broader week advance, and it's easier to keep track. So, well, we got a big donation there, Frankie.
Yep, we got Stewie from Trafalgar.
On you, Stewie.
$100, I'll double it. If the administration donates. I got set up
there. The wages they're on, why wouldn't they?
Why not?
Yeah.
What other things have been going on in the industry, lads?
I tell you what, a lot of stuff's going on with IncoLink now. We're doing a lot of compliance checks. Obviously, myself and the Sparrow caught a few unChristian-like companies out there.
Yeah. Fabricating pay slips.
Paying the proper whack. Yeah.
And we're the crooks in the industry.
Yeah, but once you pull it in, it's pretty interesting. They can, you ask them for pay slips, and then they rock up the next day with all the, like, straight out of office works like we talk about. So then we hit them with a curveball. Show us last week's pay slip.
The pay slip from the week before.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Office works doesn't open at 9 o'clock.
Can we use your printer?
We got another one just flew through.
Literally flew through.
That number too, before we go, is 94190155. And the alternatively, you can go 94198377.
Yep, we've got Alan Coulson, $50. Get well soon. The legend Warren from Alan Coulson.
Good on you, Alan.
Yeah.
On you, Warren. Hope you're doing well.
And all the old timers out there, good on you. For getting us to 50 years. You know what I mean? 50 years. Hard is a big work. Mark.
Oh, it is.
Half a decade.
We're the first show in, and there's actually a bit of a write-up going on in our journal documenting the history of the Concrete Gang on 3CR. I think also online here at 3CR. I think
digital version.
Warren wrote up something and a bit of a history and a bit of an outlier. And like we said, we're going to be doing a few other things for the 50 years. One of them, we're going to be playing old clips from the old episodes as well, and we're going into it, you know, so... It's good, and thank everyone today. You know, we're getting to the end, but thanks everyone who's donated, and there's, you know, a few more to chase up as well, but it's great to see, you know, and this is what we're about as a union. You know, you can read all the bullshit in the media, but this is what fundamental trade union is helping community, helping the voiceless, and this is what 3CR do best.
Yeah. And I think it shows by the donations coming through what's actually going on out there, you know.
Yeah, so
we're not all a bunch of bloody criminals, you know.
And we better go into Scallywags.
Yeah.
Who's been playing up this week, boys?
Silverstone. Repeat offenders.
Brassard Mob.
I tell you what, Pauline Hanson's been playing up a little bit.
Playing up like an old second-hand whippersnapper.
Bloody, I see she was, you know, she wants to name sex offenders, and then when she was asked about a person in her own party, she, beep, 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 backed the van up. Oh,
did she?
Yeah, so...
Or the jet. Did she back her jet up?
Oh, no, not her jet. Gina's jet.
Has she been using that?
All these millionaires and billionaires pretend like they care about the working class.
Who are we going for Scallywag out of those two?
Pauline Hanson.
And we've got another quick two flying through. Quick, boys.
Joel Devaney, $50. Great job by the boys at the Concrete Gang. Shout out to the Irish community for their... their
good work.
Brilliant
good
donations. What's this one? David Stephen, $65.
Thanks, mate.
Temptation.
Who are we going? Who are we going to dominate for Suki Lala? All those people
didn't chuck in.
And there'll be a list of it coming out in the next couple of weeks. Yeah. So we'll
get you the pull up.
Every turn.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.